Well, it looks like Jimbo Fisher at FSU is headed toward another top five, top six, seven recruiting class, depending on who you're looking at this afternoon. Let's go to Tallahassee. Gene Williams of warchant.com joining us. And Gene, all in all, it kind of looks like a typical Jimbo Fisher signing class. How would you describe FSU's class today?
Yeah, it really is. Like you said, it's going to be right around that number five, and they got one more big fish left, and that's Marvin Wilson, who's the nation's top defensive tackle. He's supposed to announce around 4:30, so that could move the class, you know, up a spot if he ends up picking FSU. We kind of think maybe he will. There's a good chance of that. But you know, on the whole, really good. I mean, they met their needs across the board. You know, a couple five-star running backs, that's really the strength of the class right there. They did really well in the secondary with some big-time players. You know, so, I mean, really, you're right. It's a typical, just loaded with a bunch of talented players, some incredible skill players, and some really good players up on the line as well.
Yeah.
So, real nice class for Jimbo.
I noticed the running backs, of course, Dalvin Cook going on to the NFL this year, mm-hmm. so he gets a couple of running backs in as well. And overall, Gene, I mean, I'm looking at this class, it looks like a pretty diverse class. You got the running backs, you got the quarterbacks, you got the receivers and the tight ends, and lots of good defensive players as well.
Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, it's all about, I mean, we all kind of add up the stars and look at the class ranking. The coaches really look more at needs and getting a nice, like you said, a good diverse class and across the board. And they really did that. It is the only thing that maybe one thing that jumps out at you. There's only one offensive lineman in this class, but the reason for that is because they signed six guys last year. Mm-hmm. They really loaded up. And all those guys, it looks like, can play. So, I mean, I think they went a little light on offensive line this year because of that. But, yeah, on the whole, really good. Like I said, strength, probably the running back. Maybe they would have liked another wide receiver. They had a couple guys today they were hoping to get. And you know how signing day goes. You're flipping a coin. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. So they fell a little short on a couple guys there. But, again, like you said, on the whole, outstanding class for Coach Fisher.
Gene Williams, warchant.com up in Tallahassee here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Big day today, National Signing Day. So it doesn't sound like there was an awful lot of drama there at FSU. Is there one big old fish out there that FSU perhaps targeted that maybe they lost out on? I read about the kid Levi Jones from Texas who kind of trolled Florida and Florida State today. Is that the one kid maybe, Gene?
Yeah, he didn't make any fans in the state of Florida.
No.
I don't think national TV doing what he did there. But, yeah, I would say he'd be number one. Because it was probably the one position, I think, if they had their druthers, they would like to have one more quality linebacker in this class. So, and they were hoping to get him. And he made that last visit to Florida State over the weekend. So they lost out to USC to him. So I'd say he was there. And also Henry Ruggs was a wide receiver they were hoping to get from Alabama. And, you know, kind of hard to get a kid out of the state of Alabama when Nick Saban wants him. And they found that out the hard way. But still, at the end of the day, if they end up getting Marvin Wilson, who I mentioned earlier, to finish off the class, I think the fans will be happy, and I think they'll be doing somersaults over at Doak Campbell Stadium.
Is that the one guy that jumps out at you if, in fact, he does declare? Is Marvin Wilson the one guy on the page today for FSU that really kind of lights the lamp for you here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he is, and I've seen him play a few times. He was at the Under Armour event in Orlando last month, and really just, I mean, he's a difference maker. He's 320 pounds. He moves like a linebacker. I mean, he is a dominant force. And getting those interior guys in the defensive line that are that physically dominant, real tough to find, but they're real difference makers. So I think if they can get him, that's the number one defensive tackle. Cam Akers, the number one running back. And then Josh Kando, who's already enrolled at Florida State, that's the number one defensive end in the country. So you get three, which would be three of the top five players in the country in one class. I think you're pretty thrilled.
Yeah, very, very thrilled. It's not number one like it was last year on a lot of boards out there, but your top five, top six, I'm sure all you Seminoles will take that this season. Gene, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, my man. Appreciate your time.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me on.